When I first started doing stand-up...
If I show you a video of me actually thinking I'm trying to write a song, imitating it in the mirror, I know I'm not the only one who does it. You know, Lou's giggling in the background because he does it. He does it to Pearl Jam. Trust me. When Lou's home all alone in his apartment and his twin brother's not with him, don't you, Lou? You put on your glasses.
Beavers and I'm gonna be the only you know down the hair. Even if you see the bell make a day.
So Jim couldn't make the podcast today, and he said that you know, we did miss last week, and we're going to lose listeners if we don't do it. But he had an emergency he had to go to.
So I honestly think we're going to lose listeners if you and I do it.
Well, he said for us to be funny.
Okay. That's the kiss of death.
I know.
So I should start telling old jokes.
Right. So... We always talk about, first of all, how we're very aware that we're on this. Oh, first of all, I'm Mike Tishy. I'm Jim's guitarist, because he said we have new listeners that might not know this. And to stress that, keep saying yes, Alex, and yes,
right.
Because we don't do that enough. But
and I'm Alex Kennedy. I really don't do anything.
Alex came on the first podcast just when we were going to do it. I just invited him over, and ever since then, he's been... a podcast guy. He's written a bunch of bits and stuff for it. But so what was I just saying?
You were saying that Jim wants us to do the podcast.
Yeah, he just said to do it. He said, be funny. You could talk about the shows we're coming up. But we talk about how that people think it's so easy.
Oh, my God.
People think it's so easy to be a comedian or a podcaster. Yeah. And because their friends think they're funny.
Right.
And there's a... And we're very aware that, yes, we do this with Jim.
Right.
And it's good. We're good at laughing. Like,
right.
I'm good at laughing because I think he's hysterical.
Right.
And I, once in a while, because I'm around my friends and I feel comfortable now, I will make a comment that's funny. It
right.
might be every 8 minutes or 15 minutes. But if you were to tell me, like... you're funny because I said that one line, or I got
right.
three lines on a podcast. I don't think that it means that I could entertain people
well, I
very
think,
well.
I think what it comes down to, this is Alex. I think what it comes down to is that we have a really, really good setup where, you know, Jim drives the ship. We laugh. We get to, you know, have fun. I think because you and me, we've known each other for, you know, geez, 20 plus years.
Right.
Like, I look to just bust on you and make you laugh.
Right.
You know, so it's like, for really, it's situational.
Yeah.
Like, I would never think that because I say stuff and I write stuff that maybe Jim laughs at, I don't think, oh, well, I could be a stand-up comedian.
Right.
Or I could host my own comedy podcast.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it's totally taking me out of the context of where I'm funny.
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly.
So when he comes here and... I know a lot of people that do podcasts.
Right.
And think that it's... Because since we do know a bunch of people that do podcasts, and it's just like, oh, I do what they do and I do it. But it's like, I think that our standards are more of like, we see Jim
right.
like sit in front of the mic. And even on a bad day when he comes in and it's like, he walks and he's just like, oh, I'm just beat, whatever. He sits down at the mic and he gets right into, even if it's not outwardly performing, it is still a entertaining performance.
Right.
Like, he's done so much stand-up and entertaining people that he knows how to keep people interested, which he puts us in this position to do
right.
this.
Like, honestly, my dad thinks he's funny.
Right.
And my dad is a funny guy.
Right.
You know, he tells his corny jokes mm-hmm. and, you know, he makes his balloon animals for the little kids and stuff.
Which, that's pretty funny.
Right. Especially, so... I don't think my dad listens to this, so it's fine. So my dad is great. He is a retired school teacher. He used to teach sixth grade and fourth grade, right? So little kids. So he's always grown up, you know, working with kids.
Yes,
and
Alex.
So he lives in Florida now. And he'll show up places and make balloon animals for the kids.
Just random places?
So he doesn't get paid.
Right. Wait.
So I was explaining, and maybe it's me. Maybe I have like a warped perception of things, but you know, I was telling this to somebody, and I'm like, oh, that's so cute. I'm like, I look at it as kind of creepy. Like, if I take my kid to the park, and there's just some random dude making balloon animals,
who goes over to the jungle gym?
No, and I find out that the park didn't pay this guy,
right.
That he's just doing it on his own time.
Yeah, that is a little creepy.
I kind of think, like, yeah, what's this guy's deal? What's he all about?
Again,
I love my dad. Like, he's not doing it with any sort of malicious intent.
Right.
He thinks he's just being, like, a happy-go-lucky, lovable kind of guy.
Maybe back then that was normal, but I don't think nowadays that flies too well. So I was trying to think of, well, let me first of all just read what his message said so I can remember. He said to talk about that the band is playing on Friday at, it's in Peoria, I think it's called,
Illinois,
and in Chicago on Saturday. And I think, I'm pretty sure both the shows are going to be a lot of stand-up mixed with the band. It's not just going to be the band playing music. So I really don't even know what... We rehearsed without him a couple times in the past week because he's had a rough week. I think his mom is at the end there, and something happened tonight with his sister where he had to drive to Connecticut. He was going to come over here about an hour and a half ago. He called and said, would you guys just do it? But he says we can talk about his mom's hospice and...
Oh, so she's in... So hospice means basically end-of-life care.
Yeah.
See, that's so she's... Right.
Yeah, so that means, I guess, nurses are at the house all the time. Yeah, so... It is not... And he's had other things that he will talk about when he wants to over the past couple months. So it's been... We were going really good for a while here. We were, like, very weekly new bits and sketches, and we were getting really excited. Like, Alex... has written a bunch of new episodes of the different shows we have, which are now just stacking up. And again, that's another thing that we can maybe talk about is that...
I think we have to do like a binge listen where he just does like 10 in a row, like a Netflix style.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking I was trying to think, what are we going to do on this one without him here? I'm sure if anyone's listening, they probably want to hear us talk about Jim. So, but the other thing that we could do is... Like, maybe since he said there are new listeners, we could talk about what we thought. We're on, like, whatever we're on, episode, I don't know, 70 or something.
Right.
What are, if you're going to go back,
right.
What would be the ones to go
favorites.
Back to? What would be
Absolutely.
The ones to go back to?
I have certain ones, because people will, I'll talk about the podcast, and, you know, if the person's never listened, I definitely have a few that I immediately send them.
Right.
The ones that I think will, you know, really hook you in.
Yeah. So what's a go-to one you do?
So the big one that my wife Risa loves, and this is the one that I send, before some of the funny new ones came out, this was the, it was a two-part episode, The Dream Interpretations.
Oh, yeah.
Those were really funny.
So that was like a different side. And that is, yeah. That's something I like about this is that sometimes it's the most immature, goofy humor. And then it gets, like, when we're in the car, we're not always like that. We, like, sit there and talk about serious things.
Well, come on. It was really immature and goofy.
Well,
wait a second. To set it up. You know, I guess we can maybe call this like a greatest hits episode, but Dr. Amy, we found out that
Joe, the bass player's wife, if you're new listeners, Joe Vigliotti, the bass player, his wife, Amy, is a psych shrink.
Right.
I guess.
Thank you for that, Mike.
Yeah.
So, we found out that within her practice, she does dream analysis. And I had a reoccurring nightmare growing up that led to me having a nervous breakdown on It's a Small World at Disney.
Right.
Which is really funny because I tell that story and I think that people think I'm full of crap.
Right.
Because it's so, like, it's such an unrealistic story.
Mm-hmm.
So I told that. And I'm like, oh, man, you know, these guys, like, they're not going to believe me. You know, they think I'm full of it and blah, blah, blah. And in my Facebook memories, like 2 days later, the pictures that I posted of me having a breakdown on that ride pop up.
So when you're saying this story, it sounds like you had a breakdown when you were like six. But how old were you?
I was like...
Well, Facebook was
37. And I have to tell you, it was definitely, definitely on point.
We went on It's a Small World. Me, my wife, and two of our friends that we went with. And all of those little figurines dressed in the, like, authentic costumes.
Yeah.
All of a sudden brought back all of those memories, and I started having a panic attack. like sweats.
Please don't get off the ride. We're experiencing difficulty.
They had to strap him in on It's a Small World.
We are working on the situation.
It's a small world after all. It's a small, small world.
We apologize for the delay.
One of our riders, you expect it to be one like of a 3-year-old kid.
One of our riders is having a panic attack.
Oh my God.
But the best part
See all the Disney people running in with their plaid vest.
Snow White.
Over right over there by the Sweden section. You gotta go past Hong Kong. You're just past Hong Kong. I see him. It's a Ukrainian looking guy.
Sir, everything's gonna be okay. We're gonna throw you a tube. We need you to jump off the boat. You gotta get off the boat, pal. It's the only way to get off.
I don't want to go near the people.
At thermal, it's a small, small world.
Make it stop.
Daddy, what's wrong with that man?
And then the next episode, Jim. And this is where I think Jim is, I don't know if it's he's crazy or just brilliant, because he went talking about this really deep dream that he used to have about his father.
Right. But this was following him just telling us that he could never be hypnotized.
Yeah.
Which is the funniest part about this, or the most ironic part about this.
And then he really gets into it, really talks very, very heavy about that. And then he talks about how he used to have sex dreams about Henrietta Hippo from New Zoo Review.
So when he said, and then he says that, and he's kind of, it seems like he's a little zoned out.
He's not really
with us as he's saying it. And I think he realizes, like, maybe I shouldn't have said that. And I was like, I think he's hypnotized. Jim got hypnotized on the show.
So around the age of 5 or 6, boys start to move away from mommy. This is like a developmental phase for every child.
And
so boys will not move away from mommy, but they'll become more interested in daddy. They start to identify themselves as male. They start to understand what being a boy is.
I knew when I was a male when I would watch The Magic Garden. And the brown hair one with the bigger hits would make my belly feel funny. And I would rub against the bed. I didn't know what was going on. She'd go to the giggle patch. And oh my God, did that feel good? And I had no clues going on. And it was the one with the big hips. That's all I remember. And I was always attracted to big hips for like until I was 13. No clues going on. So all right, go ahead. So 5 years, 6 years old. That's exactly when that was.
So at that time in your life, what unconsciously is going on, and why that shows up in your dream is that
also the hippo. And I don't know why a hippo made me nuts. I'll tell you why. Because I had a babysitter that was really heavy. Maybe she was like my nanny, and I loved her to death. But there was some show and it had a hippo on it.
George and Martha?
It wasn't a cartoon.
I'll find it. There are guys in suits.
Yes.
Yep, I know the exact.
And the freaking hippo made me horny. And I didn't want to tell anyone, like, oh man, that hippo started me nuts. I had a very eclectic group that made me horny. I had the big hip lady on Magic Garden.
And the hippo.
And the hippo. And the hippo had big pink lips and a bow tie. I couldn't wait for it to turn around so I could see
its turtleneck and a
yeah, and I couldn't wait to see its little squiggly tail. It had like a little tail and I'd stare at its ass.
So what's your, Mike, what's one of your favorites that you would recommend?
Well, that wasn't
listener?
Even one that I thought about. One that stands out to me, because there was so much like emphasis around it for so long, was when we had Gus G.
Oh my God, that was hysterical.
We had Ozzy Osbourne's new guitar player come. No, this is, the best part about this is like someone listens to this and they just go, oh, Gus G was on the show.
Right.
But I'm in the middle of like farmland in New Jersey.
Right.
And Gus G and his manager drive from New York City.
And it's got to be like an hour and a half.
Yeah. To my house.
Right.
Where
there's a banjo player sitting on the porch.
Right. Yeah. But like, it's not like he went to his, and it, because it's me and I'm just like, it's Ozzy Osbourne's guitar player is going to my house and now we have games for him to play.
Right.
And the game was like that was like the highlight of my like bit thing,
right.
I think was, so I play Heart and Soul on the piano. It's going to be, oh, Alex comes up with the title, Kenny G or Gus G. So we have a title of a game, but we don't know what the game
right.
is really.
And so I think we figured out that we would play licks from each, and Gus G would have to figure out what it was.
Yeah.
And I was going to leave it at that.
Right.
I thought that was genius.
Yeah, but the game is not the point. Just the title of the game was all we wanted to say. We're going to play a game called Gus G or Kenny G. And then he laughs. And then we make him play it. And he's going to get everyone right.
But you definitely, definitely took it to an extreme level.
So
it
as
was
I'm,
amazing.
As I'm sitting here and I was just thinking, like, what will be the funniest thing to make Joe and Alex laugh and Jim? Because Jim just knows kind of like the title of the game and doesn't really know how I'm doing it. So I play Heart and Soul, the background music to that.
But you're also playing it in like that 1991 Casio keyboard
right.
style.
Yeah. So I just play that and then I get the sounds of an electric guitar sound from my keyboard and a saxophone sound from my like synthesizer, and I search the internet for random guitar solos that they do live where they play sometimes bad things and sometimes good things, and I just put it over Heart and Soul. But the main thing to me was like, I can't wait for Joe and Alex to hear when I play Crazy Train. In the wrong key. Over it. Next one?
We're on 4 of 10.
Yep.
Get that one right.
again. Right. All right.
Next one, you want to get
that? No, number five. Let's go. It's painful enough. All right.
Next one. And that same day, Joe made up where he had Jim imitating Ozzy. Or Ozzy, really, and Gus G had to guess which one it was. And so Gus G has to get out a pad and paper.
Is everybody ready?
Ready.
Let's do it. Okay.
Let me get a discussion.
That's one.
Well, what did you do? What did you do? What did you do? Vagina. Let's fucking do it. I love you anyway. Oh, for fuck's sake. It's so for the television. What kind of a cunt do you think I am? All you gotta say is fuck up.
But oh, but then also that episode we had the Ozzy puppet.
Right, so Jim's interview.
He's taught, like Jim is taught, if I can interrupt Mike.
Yeah.
Jim is talking and interviewing Gus G as Ozzy Osbourne. And Gus G the whole time is like, who do I talk to? Do right. I talk to you or do I talk to the puppet?
Right. And it's like.
He is?
Yeah.
I just got a puppet today. It's the Ozzy puppet. So I've been playing with this thing all day.
I heard you worked with Ozzy. Is that true?
So, do I really answer to the puppet?
Make sure you talk directly to the puppet.
I don't know what the fuck to do now. It's like, who do I talk to? It's
like, so I guess the second one that I would recommend... And this is totally for selfish reasons, because it's like, to me, it's like the high point of my involvement.
Yeah.
And mind you, I got the call from Mike and he's like, we just have like an extra seat on the couch if you can come and laugh at stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, man, no problem. And then it kind of developed into me becoming more and more part of it.
Right.
So I've always kind of been on the outside. Like, I'm not in the band, so mm-hmm. I don't, like, have that kind of connection.
Right, you're not there when we have all the rehearsal talk and all that inside
right.
talk.
Or when you guys go onto gigs and tell your stories and stuff like that. So I really don't have, like, that kind of connection. Yeah. So, not that I, like, I'm trying to force a connection, but I wanted to be, like, part of things, you know?
Right.
And so... doing the Odd Couple stuff has been, for me, like, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. I really feel like I'm contributing in a positive way.
Right.
So for me, the best episode is hands down the Odd Couple where Ozzy and Halford go camping.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is- the fact that it took him... 3 tries just to get past the first line was amazing.
Right. Well, the funniest now about the way that these are done, which I don't know if people realize when they're listening, is that it used to be that Alex, you would like write something or Joe would write something and then we kind of talk to each other about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became, we laugh harder when we don't know about it. Right. We laugh harder. So it's like you kind of will tell me, oh, this is the premise of something, but
right.
I don't read it and see the jokes and because it will be funnier. The reaction right. the reaction to the jokes is the funniest part of listening to
right.
it. So and we're not gonna good
well, and it's
acting.
Also the most fun for us.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, here we go.
Thank you so much for going on this camping trip with me, Rob.
That's how you explain the camping trip?
You just gotta listen.
Okay. Getting outside in the fresh air really clears my head, you know?
It's my pleasure, old friend. I loaded up the packs, tent, and food is there. Anything else we need?
Yes, don't forget to pack my fudge. You know how I have a sweet tooth.
You guys are retarded. You guys are retarded. Oh my God.
My fudge.
much. Not quite much.
That came out right away. It's like the third sentence. He's already packing punch.
Okay, so now they drive.
Now they're driving, and now they're at the campsite. Yeah. So maybe, Lou, you kick in some crickets.
Uh-huh.
Is it nighttime or during the day?
During the day.
Okay, so maybe some birds. Bird sound effects. We're in the wilderness. Okay, here we go.
We are here.
It's beautiful, Lossie.
I used to take Jack here when I was alone. The campsite is over there, and over that way is a beautiful lake where we can catch some fish. I'll start unloading the car if you can go gather some firewood.
A few minutes later, look what I found, Ozzy. It's a Boy Scout.
Oh. No, it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
All right.
It's fine.
He looks.
I'm the one that used to get yelled at the most for crossing over the line, you know, that he created.
Right.
But he crosses over. Oh,
he crosses it over it more than, I mean, he said mongoloids last week. But yeah, so now the humorous part is like for us, not to necessarily just someone listening, but to us, it's really funny to hear you start going to the direction where you know you're not allowed to go.
Right.
And get right to that line
but
and
then
turn
make a
away.
Left turn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's like, yeah, it's kind of just to make him go like, oh.
So this new episode has a lot of that. Yeah. Because, like, I did the Father Phil one mm-hmm. in Halford.
Yeah.
I mean, and Hetfield.
Right. I loved that one, first of all. Like, yeah. It kind of fell under the radar because of how well the Odd Couples were.
Right.
But that one is really funny.
Right. And I think, for me, like, I did that just so I can show that
you
it's
don't
not
have
just,
gay
you know,
jokes.
Halford. Exactly.
Yeah.
Even though this one has some amazing gay jokes. But I also want to make it clear that what I, like, my premise right. behind it, like, I am in no way making fun of Rob Halford for being gay.
Right.
I'm making fun of the fact that Ozzy can't figure it out for the
right.
life of him.
No matter,
like, to
right.
me, like, that's the joke.
Well, that's what I always hear. I always think of Ozzy as he's like my comparison is him to Chrissy Snow. What, and from Three's
right,
Company,
right, right, right.
where it's just like whatever is being talked about, she just relates to something completely different.
Right.
And just is very unaware of everything.
Right.
And that's Ozzy. Ozzy is the
right,
Chrissy
right.
Snow.
Right. Right.
Odd
he's
couple.
Kind of like he's I don't know if it's if it's naive, but or he just can't he's such like a rock manly god
right.
that he can't grasp the fact that somebody's gay.
And also his brain is just not
kind of not all, what it used to be.
It's kind of falling all over inside of his head.
So yeah. I think one of the cool like organic things that developed was not only did I start writing this, but then you started putting music behind them.
Yeah.
And so that kind of pushed me, that encouraged me to say, oh, well, let me see what kind of cool musical references I can make.
Mm-hmm.
So that would get you to write more of this stuff.
Right.
You
yeah.
know, the music behind it, Mike.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like, what are some of them that you think of that are, that we didn't have planned? Like, the days when you come in and it's just like because we do actually put work into this sometimes,
right.
but some days we just come in and it's just like, we have nothing. Like, Jim will sometimes ask, what are we doing today? And sometimes we say, oh, we have this. And he goes, oh, great. But well, sometimes it's like, we don't have anything.
Well, yeah, I know those really well. Because I kind of sit directly across from Jim, so I catch his eye a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So when he doesn't have something, he usually just rips on me. Red Rocks is cool. It's right on the way. If you fly into Denver on the way to Breck, it's like a amphitheater that's carved right into the mountains. I have to interrupt
because I can't look at you straight. What? Are you impersonating Elvis tonight? What are you doing?
Oh. Alex, you got a little bouffant.
Yeah, man.
Alex has a full-blown bouffant going on.
Or are you impersonating Volbeat?
Yeah. Hey, I'm Alex. Alex the opera singer. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Wow. I kept staring and I couldn't stop looking. I apologize.
I'm a good looking dude. I don't blame you.
Are you trying to do something different
with
your hair?
No, I showered and then I didn't do anything after
Which
I left
is different.
The shower. Oh. That's very different.
You're all shook up.
Yeah.
Do you have another
Yeah.
reference?
Yeah, and sometimes, there's a lot of times after the goofy ones, we wind up talking here for about 30 minutes too.
Yeah.
And it's really like serious stuff and we're like, he'll be like, were the mics on? Did it get that? And
right.
I was just like, yeah. But then we don't know, you know, maybe someday we'll let those things out, but
right.
It's just like, maybe that's too much, you know? Yeah. But yeah, to me that would be great stuff to listen to,
yeah.
But I do understand it's personal stuff about
But I think that like, so I try and listen to some of these MMA and like jiu-jitsu podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think it's one of the really off-putting things is when right off the bat people try and make it something it's not.
Right.
Like they try and like add that excitement to mm-hmm. it and they talk in their like, you know, radio voice
right.
and, you
yeah.
know. And I immediately, I'm just like, I'm just not interested. It's so fake.
Right.
You know? Like, I think there's something, there's a difference between being produced
right.
where there's care and there's, you know, time and effort put into it. But having some sort of, you know, sincerity and genuineness
mm-hmm.
is really what pulls you in.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, it's, you turned me onto Rogan's podcast and there, you know, like for me, it's hit or miss. Like there are times where I don't like when he takes tangents all mm-hmm. over the place.
Right.
It kind of disrupts what my interest in what I'm listening to, but I really like the fact that it's him having a guest on that he has a genuine interest in.
Right.
And that he asks real questions, and he's not asking for a listener's benefit. He's asking for his benefit.
Right.
And it makes it really, really compelling to listen to. And I really like those
yeah.
types of podcasts.
Yeah, you get to be a fly on the wall of
exactly.
an interesting conversation.
Exactly. 100%.
Yeah, and when this podcast did start, it was really Jim kind of going, we're goofy together, all of us.
Right.
And it's a great way to promote the band. It's a great way to promote, to get people to know other people other than him. If you're
right.
if you're into the band, you might know, it'll be a lot better if they just know who everyone else is
right.
rather than there's four guys playing instruments.
And a girl.
Yeah. If we're three guys, a girl. Playing instruments.
And a pizza parlor.
Yeah. And two turntables.
and a microphone. Where it's at.
So when we started doing it, I think it was just kind of like, oh, we're going to talk about the band, whatever. And then it turned into, we got to make videos of these funny bits we're talking about.
Right.
And then it became,
let's do
try
a
and
TV
mix it, take
show.
A show. And it was like, well, that takes way too much.
Right, right, right.
First of all, it's way too much money. So it was like, well, instead of making videos of it, he can just act it out.
Right.
And do all the characters. Oh, I know another one that I loved.
But sorry to interrupt, Mike, mm-hmm. but just to finish what you're saying is, I think that the fun part, for me, the fun part isn't necessarily the bit. It's talking about the creation of the bit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that becomes really fun
funny. Well, that is that sometimes just having an idea, and when he likes it, like when Jim likes the idea and he just goes off for 10 minutes, it is it could be the hardest I've ever laughed in my right. life. Like some of the time, some of the things that he's done, it's funny that he's known as like the clean comedian, but he could easily,
oh yeah,
he could do other things that make me die.
Well, even, and it's interesting because like I notice it too, where when he was doing, like we were being real dumb and we talk about like if the Goodfellas were done in India, yeah. and he starts doing the Indian Goodfellas,
right?
And we were dying, but you can start seeing where Jim starts winding down,
mm-hmm.
and if we're still dying, he makes it like 100 right. times funnier. So he really like feeds off of that laughter.
Oh, yeah, the laughter,
and they,
yeah.
yeah.
What do you mean I'm funny? Funny how? What do you mean like I'm a clown? What do you mean like I'm a clown?
We should just do every scene.
Like I'm here to amuse you or something. No, come on, Rafael. He's a big boy. No, he's a big boy. He can talk on his own. Tell me. No, I don't know. I do not know. Tell me what is so funny. You think I'm some kind of clown? I'm here to amuse you, nerd. Kind of jokes and hula.
You can't even get intimidated by that accent, you know?
No, yeah, I didn't get mad at hey, Henry, come on, I'm trying to bang this Jew broad.
Well, that was one of the times we came in here, and that was very recently, that we didn't have anything really planned. Like, right. we might have had something, but as soon as that started happening, and that doesn't even sound funny.
No,
if you were to tell me, like, this is a funny, like, idea,
right.
It's the Indian Goodfellas.
I think it's hysterical.
I think I would listen to it and be like, yeah, I don't think that works.
The minute I hear Indian Goodfellas, I laugh.
But when he did it, all I pictured was... when I pictured seeing it on a screen.
I can just picture like Goodfellas and then all of a sudden halfway through, there's like this 20-minute Bollywood dance scene.
How do we get that? How can we get that done? Like maybe we could...
Oh my god. I think it's hysterical.
And we have some other things that we tried that we never did that are right. ideas where it was gonna be Ozzy watching a National Geographic show where he's the narrator of watching animals. But it could be really funny. Right. It's just like the one we picked that day wasn't, we haven't gone back to it.
Right.
But we should hit that again. But
we could also, because we had some funny bits planned for the television show,
right,
in quotes.
Yeah. Right, right.
So the one that for me that comes to mind is it's The Walking Dead.
Right.
Where Christopher Walken bites somebody and they start talking like Christopher Walken. And then they all go around and start biting people. And then they all start talking like right. Christopher Walken.
Well, that came out of talking about that every comedian or every person's first impression is
Christopher Walken.
I told him about that. He was just like, that's brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we have to get back to that.
Yeah.
So one of the... I meant to say this before, is like one of my favorite episodes was also, which was something we talked about for so long and we never got to, was we did the metal monologues.
Yeah.
Which was really, we had three actors and actresses, two actors and actress, come in and act out lyrics to a song.
Right.
And so, they just did like a monologue on it. And we had no idea what their interpretation of it was going to be. And it was so interesting. We picked out the songs we wanted them to do.
Right. I'll tell you what, Mike. I'll be honest, I thought Metal Monologues was the dumbest idea ever.
Really?
I did. I was like, I didn't get it.
Right, right.
And then when I came and heard the actors do it,
yeah,
I was blown away. Well, I was blown away. It was amazing.
What about when Jim did his one, the Metallica song? Do you remember he did?
So, but he did it like Old Man Bill, right?
Well, one of them he did like, you get back in the front. You know, it was like that.
Yeah. No, that was, okay, that was good. But I thought the three actors that we had, I didn't see the one because I had to leave early. I saw the two fellas.
Oh, you didn't see the girl. Oh.
I didn't see the girl.
She was great. She did Crazy Train.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
So, like, good. the two fellas, they were awesome.
Yeah,
was, like, completely blown away by that.
What do you mean I don't believe in God? I talk to him every day. What do you mean I don't believe in a system, your system? Yo, I go to court when I have to. What do you mean I can't get to work on time? I got nothing better to do. And what do you mean I don't pay my bills? Why do you think I'm broke? Huh? If there's a new way, I'll be the first in line. But it better work out this time. What do you mean? I hurt your feelings? I didn't know you had any feelings. What do you mean I ain't kind? I'm just not your kind. What? Oh, do you mean I couldn't be the president of the United States? Tell me something. Is this still We the People? Right. Yeah, if there's a new way, I'll be the first in line, but it better work this time. Can you put a price on peace? Peace. Peace sells. Peace. Peace sells. Peace sells. No, but who's buying? Peace sells, but who's buying? Peace sells. But who's buying? Peace? Sells. But who's buying? No.
And see.
Wow.
I'm so curious what this fucking song
is. Should definitely, for the summer,
do
another one of those.
Yeah. Yeah, that was great. Yeah. Yeah, I'm also very biased, so right. I like my favorite episodes are the ones where I do something funny. So for me was Joe's when Joe did the Guess the Metalhead game.
Uh-huh.
The when my question was to show them the ink blots.
Oh,
and they
yeah.
were ink blots of penises.
And they had to say what they saw.
And they were clearly penises.
Right. Did everyone answer that as?
The two tried to make something up, but like the girl was just like, yeah, that's a dick.
Yeah. Oh, so we should explain the premise of that game.
Okay.
So it was Joe brings in, this was also very at the very beginning of the pot, like yeah. maybe episode 10 or something like that. Joe brought in four people and had them all dressed in a specific way so we wouldn't know. And the idea was one of them is a metalhead and we had to ask certain questions. We had to ask questions, but we weren't allowed to ask anything about music. And Amy did the brilliant thing. Amy, Joe's wife,
right.
the shrink, clearly came up with the coolest thing to do. Is she just said, I'm going to do word association
oh,
and said,
yeah.
Iron, and someone says Maiden, and you
right.
go, ah.
Yeah. So the reason why I won, and it really was a stroke of brilliance, I played it as me trying to guess who Joe knows no one else will pick.
Right.
So I picked the guy that I knew Joe would think no one would pick.
Right.
Yeah. So
I can't even remember who I picked for that. Didn't we, everyone else almost pick the same person?
Yeah, everybody picked the same guy except me.
Yeah, is that Deanna?
Yes.
Deanna?
Michael?
Hi. Hello. Deanna, do you want to jump in and say what your favorite Metal and Me episode was? This is Deanna, my girlfriend. She's on the podcast a lot, but hasn't been. Jim had some problems again, so he did not make it. He said for us to do it again.
Yeah. I suddenly have to go to Connecticut. Jesus, so much fucking death around me. Don't go riding a boat with me. Please do the podcast tonight anyway. Be funny. Talk yourselves. Do not talk over each other. Try to go, yes, Mike. Yes, Alex. Okay, Alex. Yes, Mike. Because we are having a lot of newer listeners tap in. You can talk about my mom's in hospice. You can talk about, you know, our shows coming up. All that stuff. If you have any questions, call me. But please, please, please do it anyway. And let's get out there. We're going to start losing listeners with 2 weeks in a row of not being on the air.
Or we could just talk about all the times we did funny things on the podcast and direct people to those episodes.
Well, or the two podcasts that you and I did alone.
Right. Yeah. That was the best one.
Those were definitely the best ones.
The guy, his name is, he sent me his real name. Well, I'll
edit. Oh, is this the animator?
What's your tattoo? You got a new tattoo?
No. These are old. I stopped getting tattoos like at... When I was like 35. Wow. Hmm?
I thought you might have.
You don't see any hair in that area?
Yeah.
Oh, that's because I shaved my balls.
That's the smart humor that we have.
Oh my god, that is funny!
Oh, here it is. His name is, so we had a guy who animated Alex's first Odd Couple,
mm-hmm.
and he's also going to start doing a video for Bingo, which he sent me a clip of, which is
amazing.
His name is Carlos Oliveira.
Yeah, he's from Portugal, right?
Portugal, yeah. So,
he's on YouTube as Sick Ah Studios.
Yeah.
So definitely check him out. So,
and he sent me, he sent the clip of like Bingo, and then on that page you could see, like, I don't know how to animate. I don't know what goes into that, but just to see like the guitar player banging his head, you see there's like, it's like 11 tracks going and he has to have the hair going in a certain way and move. Like, it's so detailed. So
yeah,
he's got a 4-minute video to do. I hope he doesn't give up halfway through because I really want to see it.
Yeah.
I think it'll be really funny. But the guy's, he's got a really good sense of humor.
Yeah.
Just based, like, he's adding to it.
Absolutely. No, thank you.
Sure. I'll have some of these. Okay. Is there anything else we need to?
So you guys are in Chicago this week.
Yeah.
You're flying out Thursday morning.
Yep.
So that means you're going to miss class.
Yes, gonna miss class Thursday.
Okay. That's awesome to hear.
Sorry. I'll cut this mic off.
Yeah. So you guys are gonna be in Peoria. You're gonna be in Chicago. He's doing Rock on the Range, right?
Yeah, Sunday he does Rock on the Range.
Sunday he does Rock on the Range. So just something that, a note of interest, I actually shouldn't be here tonight. I was supposed to go see Volbeat tonight.
Mm. Why didn't you?
They postponed the show because Michael Paulsen just had a baby.
Really?
Yeah, so I guess he had to fly back to Denmark, but they're picking up Metallica's tour like this week.
Oh, wow.
So he just flew out and then had to fly back.
So when, you don't know when it's rescheduled for?
For July 17th.
Hmm.
I've been having I was supposed to go see Metallica in Baltimore, but
what happened there?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. Yeah, that fell through. which made me super excited for Volbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the news yesterday. Lori Didio,
mm-hmm.
Facebook messaged me. Or no, maybe it was Fernando. Somebody Facebook messaged me and was like, oh, it was postponed. And I thought they were just messing with me because it was the same people that kept sending me pictures and videos of the Metallica show.
Yeah,
that I was
everyone was telling me how great Metallica was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would like to see that again.
Yeah, I would love to see Metallica.
You should have gone last week.
Yeah, I should have gone to Baltimore.
Okay. Are we good?
Yeah, I think we're good.
All right, see you guys next week.
All right, see you guys next week. Party time.